I'm here with Ken Ramsey. We're standing right on the turf course at Garrison Savannah. Kent, resplendent in his tropical shirt. Looks like he just stepped out of a Tommy Bahama catalog, as our friend David Seal would say. Welcome to the greatest place on earth.
And we're standing right where history is going to be made tomorrow. It's a shame I'm not going for a four-peat. We have a TV camera here, we'd show you. The front cover is me getting beat last year.
I heard you might airbrush that other horse out.
Well, we're trying to figure out how you should have cropped it. I need to work with a guy that puts a front on the magazine down there. But next year, who knows? Could be different.
Well, you are certainly a big supporter of racing in Barbados. Everybody here appreciates it, and you're kind of like a rock star when you get down here. Why do you love this Barbados racing so much?
Well, the atmosphere, it's the weather. You can't knock the weather. It never frosts down here, so if you want to come down and sun your buns, it's a great place. We're staying up to Radisson last night. They had a beach party. All the the torches out there and the steel band music. I mean, just something, like out of a storybook. I record it, so. Great place to come on vacation. Great horse racing. This is where it started, This has been going on since 1790s. The old Garrison over here at the clock tower and all that. I mean, this is strictly British. Not Royal Ascot, but a first cousin.
Well, it is a great place, and you and I share an affection for Barbados and for the racing here. You brought two really nice horses this year. Talk about them.
Well, I brought two last year, a front runner and a closer. Last year didn't have the best of racing trips, One of them lost a shoe and the other one stumbled coming out the gate. A little better trip this year I think would be okay. Keystone for Victory, probably going to be the favorite tomorrow. The betting public guy told me he bet $1,000 already through a bookie, so he wouldn't hurt my odds here at the track. And he'll be up close to pace, hopefully. And the other horse who... matter of fact, I had a fellow already ask me, would I sell him for a stallion prospect? He's a distorted humor, and he sold for $450,000 a yearling. So he got a good pedigree. He just doesn't run too fast. But I told him I didn't have anything. It wasn't for sale. So put a price on him after the race, and we'll see what happens. So we may leave him down here. That's the horse called High Noon Rider.
Yeah, well, he does have a beautiful pedigree and nice-looking horse. Would be a great addition to the stallion roster down here, I'm sure. You've kind of cut back on your operation. You had 600 horses in training. You're trying to get down to 300.
Well, that's right. We've lost, had 12 claimed already in the month of February there at Gulfstream. We're going to end up being the leading owner there. We had 18 wins, and yours guys got 10. We're also leading by two or three up at Turfway. I ran one up there last night. He won and went off odds on, was claimed. Kind of hard to make any money off of him.
Well, what you need to do is you need to be the leading owner in Barbados. How about sending a string down here?
Well, the purses are not all that good, and the shipping costs and all that. So time you put it all together, you almost have to win to break even. But it's not, we're not in it for the money, We're in it for the sport and all that. I was told, when I sold that Sayer telephone company, you got it made now, just put it in the bank, let it draw interest, and set it on the palm tree. If I'd have done that, I'd been dead already. Hey, getting a rocking sure you don't last long, So I'm down here keeping my blood flowing, active, meeting all these people. Hey, that's what it's all about.
And there's plenty of palm trees down here. Well, good luck tomorrow. As you know, we wish you all the luck, and hopefully you'll get it done.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.